She's moving to Portland, as I mentioned, and she's going to take it up there. And an important part of this, and we do this in our trainings, is we help you institutionalize the improvements you make. So part of the point is you don't just do it once, but you develop a system to improve your program so it's institutionalized. It's in people's performance evaluation. It's in your annual plan, so you don't forget to do it when the fires occur, which they do every day. Keith Keene, Lisa Conte is using this as an example of what's happening in Florida. Keith was a graduate of the Environmental Public Health Leadership Institute. He's also a director of the Environmental Health for DeSoto County. And a number of Floridians who have been through the Environmental Health Leadership Program have decided to use this tool to help them improve their counties. And I think we've had about 8 people so far use it, 8 different counties. And Lisa Conte is the head of environmental health for all of Florida. And it's her goal that all environmental health county directors in Florida will use this across the state. And that will give the State Department a real sense of where the gaps are and be able to justify what they need to build environmental health. So here's Keith's county. They have, as you can see, they have an influx of people in the winter. And it's a small department. That's part of the reason I chose this one, is that people say, well, I only have one person, or there are only 5 of us. How can we do this? Well, you can do something. And many times that something doesn't cost any money for you to do it. So he did it with just one other supervisor. And he, sometimes when we're doing these trainings, you only have a week or two to give it, turn it into us. But what we recommend ideally is you take your time and you gather other people to do it. There's what they found. They were the weakest in policy development, in number one, monitor, in evaluate, and in research, same as Pat's findings. And we're finding that across the country, and that's a hint to EPA and to CDC. Here's where we need help. We need surveillance systems. We need to know how to develop policy, et cetera. So I'm not going to read through these, but this is what you do once you identify the gap. You describe the gap under performance gap as what you lack. We don't have a formal process in place to measure our stakeholder satisfaction. So you write your objective, then by when will we do this? And you know how to write objectives, but that's part of the training to be measurable objectives. And then you come up with action steps, and you can modify this over time. It's not set in stone. And you tell yourself, by when will you have this? And so Keith did that with his staff, and they came up with this evaluation tool, very simple. But they didn't have a system for it before. He developed this. They met with their constituents, like the regulated industries out there, to ask them, how do you want us to measure ourselves? And they said, well, we want to know if you're helpful, if you're courteous, do you treat us fairly, are you consistent? This came from the industry, and that's your customer feedback. This is how we're going to hold you accountable. So they developed a form, and now they're what they're doing next is they're going to institutionalize that survey for all of their programs and using all of their staff and stakeholders. And they're going to go ahead and do a broader gap analysis now, including other people. They did it themselves, but they're going to repeat the tool and find out who the community says that they are. And hopefully, as Dr. Conte has mentioned, they want all 67 county health departments in Florida to use this, and eventually to use it in place of the traditional program reviews they've been doing, which frequently count numbers and do not really measure effectiveness and outcomes the way they'd like to. So that's what they are doing in Florida. I'm going to give you a couple of other examples, but let me